Thank you for returning to listen to the 11th episode of the Fragile Mind series, Reunion, presented by Broken Arts Entertainment.
Her coordinates suggest she hasn't moved.
That checks out. Okay, so she's still at the Stapletons. What about this group over here?
That's the center.
Here?
Not sure. They're on the move.
Towards us?
No. Doesn't that seem weird?
Not if they're not onto us yet. Talk to me about her.
Tammy? Jenny?
Yeah. What's the deal there?
What do you want to know?
Let's start with these feelings you have for her.
I don't have feelings.
Stop. Don't lie to me.
I feel bad.
No, you feel something different for her, and that's going to put this whole thing in jeopardy.
No, it's not. I won't let anything...
Jason?
What?
Jason, stop.
It's just that...
You're a liability.
If she's really Stephanie Joy Bradley, as you keep saying she is, then we were in school together.
Really?
Manchester by the Sea, elementary school. She was shy. I was someone else then.
We were all someone else.
Shut up for one second, okay? I was 8 years old when my mom died. It was just me and my dad, and Stephanie became my friend. We'd never talk. She just went everywhere that I went, or was there, or whatever. It's like she knew that I was struggling and just needed someone to...
Jason.
There's more. I know Doug and Sam. I don't know Copen. We moved to Rochester before I started middle school. Doug was always slimy, and Sam was a bully. No one liked Sam. Doug? I don't know. Not the brightest, though. But Stephanie, she was special.
Don't go anywhere. Will any of them recognize you?
No. That was decades ago. There's something else you should know. The accelerated memories technique we're using, it's an all-in approach. We had everything. Injecting memories, 15-minute sleep breaks, time between amnesia episodes, everything. The boss kept saying that we needed to break her, but she was...
Unbreakable. The memories never really took hold like it did with others, and she's likable in a how-could-anyone-hurt-this-person kind of way.
What happens when she wakes up tomorrow?
I don't know. Is there something we can do to fix her before then?
No. Nothing at all.
There is one thing we can do. We still have one good reset left. It's on Ruben's device. We could send her far back as 2 cycles.
Will that be far enough back?
I don't know.
Sam, JC, went through nearly 6 cycles. Poor Brian, he has also gone through a lot, but no longer has the device in his shoulder, so his use is limited.
What happened there?
We removed it. It's a small regret in a field of progress.
Collateral damage?
Sort of. I didn't know who he was at first, and I wish we had known before pulling the plug. Now we need to convince Brian that he's the clairvoyant, Copen. That he can see the future. We just don't know how to activate that power.
Oh, God.
Well, not an actual god, but close to it.
Sit rep.
You don't report to me, I'm not your boss.
You're organizing this right now, so for now, you're my boss. This is a part of my process. Sit rep. Doug knows who he is, has cycled once that we know of. Jenny doesn't fully understand who she is, and it's about to get worse for her unless we can unlock Stephanie. Sam? Despite the numerous times she cycled through, any side effects or anything?
Yes. She gets completely lost at times in either personality. Sam, fiercely loyal, willing to die for Stephanie. No EMCs, besides incredible environmental awareness. She's exceptionally resourceful, and knowledge retention is also one of her strengths. Profane. JC, fiercely competitive, constantly creating and destroying, building and shaping. Seems like the perfect storm of fantastic, right? It's not. It's horrifying. Ravages her emotions, makes her ill and resentful.
Jesus.
Closer to demonic, but sure.
Copen cycled through to 2 additional personalities, Brian and Pierre. What else on him?
Removed shoulder chip 3 weeks ago and is stuck in a loop as Brian. The center decided that his PTSD moment would be driving an SUV off a California cliff to kill the occupants, and he survived. convicted of murder. He was sentenced to 37 years in prison.
Did you say 37?
Yes. Since he removed the chip, he also has memories of Pierre and somewhat realizes that there are things that aren't right. The deterioration of his central nervous system is agonizing, and there's not a moment that he doesn't want to end things. I keep giving him purposeful activities to keep him motivated enough to keep breathing. He is still breathing, in massive amounts of pain and anguish, but still breathing.
What is their use if they are so broken?
Are you broken, Retza?
What?
Have you ever been broken so hard that the world shuts you into the smallest, darkest spot they can find?
No. Not really. I mean, like anyone else, I've been through some shit.
I know you have.
You seem to know a lot about us.
I do.
That's it?
One thing at a time, fellas. First, when you've hit rock bottom and the only way is up, you do whatever it takes to climb out of that hole and into some light. Whatever it takes. Along the way, you learn some things, adapt some, and then once you've made it fully into the light, you embrace your new skills. Some use these skills for good. Some use them for bad. Some ignore them, and some try to mask them because they're too overwhelming. Each of them has hit rock bottom. Doug with the death of Jenny. JC with her misfiring identities. Brian is on death's doorstep and wants in. Jenny, well, maybe she's not there yet, but I have a feeling tomorrow morning she will be. It's going to be a rough night.
Who are you?
Authority displacement issues?
What?
Do you struggle with all authority figures or just the ones you feel you can't control?
I want to know who you are.
I'm Carol. I hate the center, and I'm preparing for war. Nice to meet you.
I want real. My real name is Reuben. His real name is Jason. Carol is a center acronym. What's your name?
Carol. Carol is my name.
Not going to get an answer out of you, are we?
I think to avoid further conflict, it's just best to know that my name is Carol.
We're all vulnerable here. Why not jump in a little and share your name with us?
I'm not sure how this helps, honestly, but in the spirit of team, my real name is Nicole. That's as far as I go for now.
It's nice to meet you, Nicole.
Carol, don't call me Nicole. That name is dead to me. I'm serious.
Okay.
Here's our plan.
We're just done talking. That's it?
Yes.
Are we done?
Sure.
Jenny, come on. Are you gonna tell them when they get here?
I'm not going to tell them. We don't know what's going to come through that door. The headache is getting worse.
Here, take this. It will make you feel better.
No.
You can trust me.
I'm sure I can, but right now, I choose not to trust anyone. I don't know who I am. I don't know you. I'm not going to ingest something that comes from you. I'm alone, and I will protect myself from all of
you.
You're
not alone?
Yes, there are humans in this house, in this room. I'm alone as I've ever felt.
That's not true.
Stop correcting me, asshole, you selfish fucking... You know what? I will take the water, and whatever drugs you're trying to get me to take, if it'll take care of the fucking headache.
It will, and I'm on your side.
Really? Which side is that? The side where you're amassing this little army to take down what you want to take down? That side? Because last time I checked, no one asked me which side I was on.
You're correct, because your answer can't be the other two answers.
Two?
Their side or apathy? If those are your answers, then we're better off just giving you back to the bastards and collecting our bounty.
So I don't have a choice.
Of course you have a choice. The options might be limited for now, but ultimately it's about your freedom.
No, it's about your revenge.
Jenny,
It's about your revenge, and you're willing to sacrifice us to seek revenge. Oh, shut up, Doug.
No, listen to me.
If I had it my way, you would end up as collateral damage when this all gets going.
Jenny.
Enough. God, what is that sensation?
Calm down, please.
That feels warm and nice and angry, and it's building. I can feel it in every part of my body. What is it?
Carol, do you have a safe room?
Yes.
Probably want to get you and the others there immediately. This isn't going to be good.
It really was ibuprofen, nothing special.
It's not the pill. You'll need to trust me on this one. She's about to kill you.
What?
Don't ask. Go. Now.
What is this?
Jason, Retza, we need to move quickly. Get up and turn left. Go down the stairs. There's a door on the right. Open it and get in. I'm right behind you.
Take a breath.
Oh, no, I like this. Shouldn't you go too? It can probably kill you too.
No, Jenny. You can't kill me.
Is that so?
When we were 12 years old, you saved my life. But first, you nearly killed me. Then you turned around and not only saved my life, but also gave me a few extra treats. When you entered my head to repair the damage, you activated a different level of testosterone in my system. Whenever I need it, I can summon strength at a level that is beyond human capabilities. You know I'm a telepath now as well, but there's something else. You can't kill me.
Buzzkill. The ride is over. Sensation gone. Thanks for the story, cowboy. Why can't I kill you?
I don't know why, but you can't. They're here.
They are?
Yes. They are.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this.
Coming.
Also not sure you should be the first person they see.
What, it's not like I'm gonna hurt them.
They won't recognize you, remember?
Who the fuck are you?
It's me. Doug? Doug McKenzie? Doug?
I don't know you. Where's Carol?
Downstairs.
Finally. We made it.
Downstairs? Why is she downstairs?
Because I asked her to go to a safe place and she has gone there for now.
Who are you really? FBI, FCC, IRS?
What?
CIA, TSA, Mary fucking K?
Makeup?
Jehovah's Witness? We could use a brutish man like you on our sales staff.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you come here to die with me?
Maybe. It can't be any worse than living.
You speak my language.
Do you know who I am?
Nope. Got nothing.
Can I talk?
You have the ability, asshole. And something, blah, 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 blah.
You are Sam. You were Copen. You are Stephanie. I am Doug.
I am Doug. The part of Neanderthal will be played by Doug. None of that rings a bell with me.
Sit down.
Or what?
Sit down, JC.
Fuck you, dude. If you're just going to try to... Holy fuck.
Now listen. We need to get out of here, all of us. We need a place away from people.
I don't want any part of that. I'm where I want to be.
We are all being used. For our abilities.
What abilities?
You don't have any, actually, but you're very important to Jenny.
You're Sam?
Who the fuck is Sam? Peace, I'm out.
Samantha Saunders. We met in first grade, but you didn't acknowledge my existence until we were at Essex Middle School. You thought I had bullied Doug McKenzie, and you were with me when I saved his life. We became best friends. You used to take my lunch money every single day, but I grew to love you. You were the reason I killed a battalion of soldiers who were aligned with Unity or Death. I thought they had killed you.
Death. That sounds so good right now.
You can't die, Copin.
I'm Brian?
No, you're Copin.
What happened to Brian?
You both know you've been through the rejuvenation sensor, right?
Sure.
No.
Okay. Somewhere in your rational mind, there has to be a spot where this sounds believable.
I wish there was something I could do to fix all of this.
Wait a second. There is.
There is?
Yes. Hold their hands. You can heal.
No, I'm not touching her. She's probably been laced with poison or something. Some virus or mind-controlling bacteria.
I don't want to be healed. I want to be dead. Can you just end me?
Like I healed you, right?
That's how you saved me. That's how you saved your mom. That's how you saved Sam, remember?
Of course.
Can we at least try this?
Yeah, no thanks. You guys are all fucking crazy.
Listen, what if we're right, Sam?
JC. My name is JC.
What if we're right?
Then I'm way more fucked up than I thought. And that's a tough pill to swallow, you know?
What if you're not? What if you are completely normal?
What is it?
Sam, on your back. Sorry, JC. On your back is a tattoo.
No, there isn't.
How do you know this?
On your back is a tattoo of rules.
I don't have a tattoo.
I need some air.
No! Sit down. We're going to fix all of this. JC, on your back is a tattoo of 4 rules.
Dude, I don't know who you are or what the fuck is going on, but I don't have a tattoo on my back. I think I know my own body.
If there isn't a tattoo, fine. But if there is, will you at least listen to my plan?
Fine. Whatever. Good enough?
A little higher, please.
What? No.
Just a little higher on your back.
There's nothing there.
Show and tell time is over, kids. Time to grab Carol and move.
Can I, like, sleep for a bit?
No. Let's go.
Hold on. There has to be some evidence that you're Sam.
Well, shit! If the tattoo was there, it'd be a cakewalk.
They removed it.
A whole tattoo?
Yeah, it's not there.
You spook easily, don't you?
Can you lift your shirt up one more time?
No, you fucking pervert. I will not.
Why, Doug?
To see if there's anything left over from the previous tattoo.
There was one, you can tell. Raised skin just below the scapula. It's a list of some sort. We couldn't make it out during JC's examination. Lift up your shirt.
Seriously?
Dead serious.
Can I die now?
No, Brian. We need you.
Okay.
Well, I see it. The raised bumps. Like scar tissue.
Where's the mirror?
I can't make it out.
It's just scar tissue now.
Holy shit. I see it. What do you think it said?
We think it was the Keeper of Knowledge rules from a book on telepathy by Susan Wellingham. Across the top reads, Rules for the Keeper of Knowledge. 1. You are prohibited from speaking of this to non-telepaths unless you are employing the next keeper. 2. You are never to write anything down and must be in a constant state of rehearsal in preparation for the next keeper. 3.
How many rules are there?
4 in total. 3. You must always report to the most powerful telepath. 4. If you violate a rule, you must execute yourself.
What? Execute myself?
Take me with you?
I have to kill myself if I violate a rule? That's something I would never agree to. Self-preservation is the key to my survival. What?
I don't know. Those are the rules.
Believe me now?
Fuck no! I'm not doing any of that bullshit. Telepathy? Reading minds! Woo! I can't read minds. If I could, I'd be even richer.
I don't mean to call you out on this, but... we're in a rundown farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. Might want to think that one through a bit.
Shut your mouth.
Fine.
Seriously, or I'll shut it for you.
No reason to...
Holy shit, that hurt! Wow, what's your jaw made of? Iron?
No, it's just different. In a good way.
Stop. Seems like she might need a minute to calm down.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to trust you?
What's your alternative? You earn their trust back? Get the band back together and run?
Something like that.
Just ends in heartache, misery, and lost time.
That's a chance we'll take.
History repeating itself? Do you want to lose your friends again?
Carol, we're just confused and tired, and I don't know what the right move
Ryan
is here.
Ryan and Sam know that the right move is with me. Soon you'll come to know it that way as well.
We've got incoming. They found us.
Tracy's with them. Two squads of 12 security forces within 2 miles of our location. We only have a few minutes.
There's a helicopter heading across the field.
Doug, what does it take to get Jenny angry enough to discharge the shockwave?
Oh no, that won't work. You don't understand.
We need 10-15 minutes, tops.
What, shockwave?
The sensation you had earlier, that was just the pre-game version of your shockwave. Never used to feel good to you. It felt out of control. You've only used it when our lives were on the line.
Will it kill people?
Yes. Depends on the severity of the wave. But more than likely, it'll end their lives eventually. First, it renders them immobile. Then they slip into a coma. From there, survival is unlikely.
What if they don't deserve to die?
Now's not the time to contemplate that. We're going to die if they capture all of us or something like that.
Okay, this is getting exciting.
Are they the quickest path to death? Because I'd like to buy a ticket for that ride. I'm here! Here I am!
That was unnecessary.
Maybe, but right now we need a plan. They're half a mile out, moving on foot and surrounding the house. Coming from the north in a half-moon formation. Helicopter is a quarter mile south of us now, but not moving.
Tracy is still with them, but hanging back from the soldiers a bit.
Reuben, can you get on the window there? Let me know when you have visual confirmation.
They're not here to catch you. They will hunt you down and kill you.
You're just saying that to get me mad.
Hold Brian's hand.
Hi. Any chance this will...
Hi.
Thank you for listening to the 11th episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Gwyneth Fraser, Cole Zubak, Lily Collins, Adam Ferguson, Nathan Roach, Ian Ashland, and Hannah Lee DeFrates. Written, directed, and produced by Joe Swenson. Please join us for our final episode of Season 1. Uprising begins.